It was the beginning of autumn when Sadako rushed to the house with the good news.
Mother, the most wonderful thing has happened. The big race on field day. I've been chosen from the bamboo class to be on the relay team.
Your father will be very proud. From then on, Sadako thought of only one thing, the relay race. Each day at school, practice, practice, practice. Until at last, the day arrived. The relay race was about to begin. The whistle blew and the runners were off. The first bamboo runner broke ahead of the group and took the lead. But the next bamboo runner fumbled the baton. The team lost important ground, falling back to third place. Now there was only Sadako left to make up the lost time. Her rivals, two boys, looked taller, stronger. But when Sadako grasped the baton, she was filled with a burst of energy. Running with every ounce of her strength, she pulled ahead of the first boy. She steadily and swiftly gained on the lead runner. Only 10 yards to go, and now she and the boy were neck and neck. When she broke through the ribbon, she heard someone cry, "You did it! Your team won!" It was then that Sadako first felt strange and dizzy. Her heart was thumping painfully against her ribs. But oh, the feeling of winning! All winter long, Sadako worked to improve her running speed. But sometimes, after a long run, the dizziness would come again. She decided not to tell anyone, not even Shizuko. At midnight on New Year's Eve, Sadako was cozy in her bed when the temple bells began to chime, to ring away the worries of the old year and mark the freshness of the new. With each toll, Sadako prayed to be free of her secret and asked that the dizzy spells go away. It was a cold, crisp winter's day in February. Sadako was practicing on the street in front of her house. She saw her brother Masahiro watching and ran over to him. "I know I can beat my old record today. Time me." When Sadako began running, she felt as if she had wings. "Keep going, keep going! You can do it!" Suddenly, everything seemed to whirl about her and she stumbled. Sadako's legs went wobbly and she sank down. That afternoon, Sadako's parents took her to the Red Cross Hospital. In the examining room, the doctor asked her about the dizzy spells. She saw a troubled look on his face. Then she realized, this is where people come who get sick from the bomb. When she looked into her parents' eyes, Sadako felt a pang of fear. She asked her father, "Do I have the atom bomb disease?"
"They just want to make some tests. You might have to stay here a few weeks, though."
"A few weeks? But I'll miss graduation. And what about the racing team?"
Sadako shook her head. All she really wanted was to go home. The next morning, Sadako woke slowly, hoping that yesterday was just a bad dream. But then a nurse came in carrying a tray. "I'm Nurse Yasunaga," and she began preparing an injection.
"Is this going to hurt?"
"Just for a second. Getting shots is part of being here. You'll get used to it. Later, when Sadako was being examined again, she heard a doctor mention leukemia. It came from radiation, a kind of unseen poison caused by the bomb. She knew that many people died from it. She also knew that some got well.